us and tell us that actually they will not, that their marketing team is too stressed, their graphic design team is too stressed, and they would not be able to provide us a visual, which is something that was absolutely written in our contract that they would be providing for us.
In the end, she says they and Pride shared the cost of hiring an external designer, a move that Fierté's director of programming and artistic development, Chris Ngabonziza, justified in emails obtained by CKUT. He said that event organizers were behind schedule in providing Fierté's designers with what they needed. Ngabonziza did not respond to a request for comment on this story. But Halliburton says that El Louis ran into similar issues with the festival.
In the end, there were several things, like you're saying, marketing, there were booking fees, things that we didn't have honored, and the onus of paying them or execution ended up falling on us. I don't know for sure that the contracts, from my experience, that they have with organizations who serve people outside of the Flinta community are, you know, miles better. But the fact that they're consistently hearing concerns from our communities and saying, this is what we need to do to make safe spaces for our communities. This is how we can be sustainable. You need to pay us the money that you agreed to pay us. And that's consistently being dismissed. That is problematic. And that's, I think, what pushed us, at least at NB, to want to kind of raise a voice about this.
After CKUT attempted to get a comment from the festival on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, Fierté issued a public statement on Wednesday. They say the collective's claims are disinformation, and that at the festival, quote, we respect our contractual responsibilities and implement mitigation measures in case of unforeseen circumstances. The call-out comes just weeks after the festival was criticized for an exclusivity clause in contracts that prevents artists from taking gigs in a 45-day window around their Pride event, not just in Montreal, but in a geographic area covering cities like Ottawa, Toronto, and New York. The festival has justified the booking clause, saying it was never enforced for local artists and standard practice in the industry. Sweet Like Honey organizer Marlene Desir says with this latest call-out, she hopes the festival will give artists and organizers more transparency, especially those in the Flinta community.
We should not just be fillers for the festival. We should not just be people that are getting the crumbs of what's left over. We're here and queer just as anyone else and deserve the same amount of representation and care.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.
So that was the April 10th article on Flinta organizers cutting ties with Montreal Pride by Jules Bujal from CKUT in Montreal, Quebec, speaking about how organizers that were working with Montreal Pride were cutting ties as they were given low budgets, high ticket prices, and felt that they were doing work that was ultimately Fierté's responsibility. And before we move on to some more audios, I thought we could listen to another song to break up this hour. This song was also suggested by my friend Corey, DJ Coco from Slumber Party, if you tune in from 6 to 7 p.m. on a Tuesday. And this is the song called The Only One. It is by two artists, Munya and Kanalu. It is a single and it is CanCon and FemCon, which is always nice. So I hope you guys enjoy and stay tuned. We'll be back.
You want pleasure, well, I won't share with you my life. In every change of heart, we take the same steps every time. Triple sans solution, repeat et je m'élance sans réfléchir. Je me penche sans le dépôt qui va, qui s'accroche sous ma peau.
Please enjoy 30 Seconds of Nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
The Art of the Mixtape is not lost. Tune in to the Vancouver Mixtape for your own personal mix of Vancouver's best independent music, interviews, and more. Join me, Jesse, and my co-host Jamie on our trek through Vancouver's underground, Sunday nights at 8 o'clock on CJSF.
And welcome back to Intravenous here on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Campus and Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. It is about halfway through the hour and I am your host at the moment, Rebecca, up until 11 a.m. And we have just been going through some different audios from the local journalism initiative Frequency News platform. But just before we get back into that, a reminder of the song you just heard. That was The Only One by Munya and Kanalalu. And that was a CanCon FemCon song. Now, we have listened to about three different news pieces. We have listened to the 90th anniversary of the Sexual Education Resource Center in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We have listened to the Haudenosaunee Women's Lacrosse Leadership Award in Oswecan in Ontario, and the Flint organizers cutting ties with Montreal Pride in Quebec. To move on, we are going to listen to a piece by Brenda Little from CJPE in Picton, Ontario, to do with a collection of 41 framed neck pieces that is called Homage, and it is a celebration of Canadian women past and present. These pieces were created by Donald Stewart, who is one of Canada's leading gold and silver smith artists. And it is a tribute and celebration of the contributions made by Canadian women to society and history, both from the past and the present. And some of the women that are included are writers and artists Margaret Atwood, Pauline Johnson, and Emily Carr. There are also some astronauts, neurologists, and musicians. And it is reflecting on their stories. So he studied this long list of Canadian women and their accomplishments and created individual necklaces that will reflect their stories. So this exhibit is in the Wellington Museum in Prince Edward County up until May 4th. If you have the opportunity to go see it, I definitely think you should. It sounds like an amazing collection. So we will take a listen.
The Wellington Museum in Prince Edward County is a former Quaker meeting place that has been renovated to accommodate various activities, yet it maintains the feel of a reverent place from the past, and it is the perfect space for the Homage exhibit to be viewed. Homage is a collection of 41 framed neck pieces created by Donald Stewart, one of Canada's leading gold and silversmith artists. He created the necklaces as a tribute and a celebration of Canadian women, past and present, for their contributions to society and history. These stunning pieces reflect their stories. For example, the Diana Krall features tiny keys from a piano, yet the Pauline Johnson highlights a single metal feather. Admiring these impressive pieces is one part of the exhibit, but reading the stories is a lesson in history. Curator Jessica Chase tells us more about this unique exhibit.
This is such an unusual exhibit. How did this come about? This came about because a very keen set of museum visitors, a couple that comes to a lot of our events, they had seen Homage on display at the museum in Orillia and had really, really enjoyed it, had had an opportunity to meet the artist. And they said, you know, we feel like this would be a really great fit here at the county museums, but in particular Wellington, because in our space here, it really is such a flexible space that can house almost anything. And so I reached out to the artist and I said, hey, we have an opening in the spring of 2025. Would you be open to hosting it here? And he very graciously said yes and was super excited about the opportunity.
The space itself is kind of interesting, really. I mean, as you say, you can use it for just about anything. It used to be a Quaker house, is that right?
It did, yeah. It was a Quaker meeting house from 1885 until 1967.
Tell me about the exhibit itself.
So, Homage is 41 neck pieces. You could call them necklaces, but I think they are so different. Yeah, neck pieces that represent Canadian women from history. Each neck piece associated with a different woman, living or dead. We're talking all the way back to the Vikings. There is one Viking included. But these are women that have done incredible things, but they might not be women that you know already. I was surprised at how many of the 41 women I had never heard of, or some whose names I had heard, but I wasn't familiar with what they'd actually achieved, accomplished in their life. And then, of course, some women that are very, very commonly known, very, very well known.
Anne Murray.
Anne Murray, yes, that's a big one.
Haley Wickenheiser.
Yes. And Roberta Bondar, yes. A lot of people know her, or Mary Pickford, of course, Canada's sweetheart. So a lot of these women, yes, are big names, but it was really fascinating to learn about the stories that were lesser known, too.
Can you think of a couple of them?
Yes, I could do. One, I think, was the lady who invented the Jolly Jumper. That is, we'll have to go get her name. I'm totally blanking on it right now. But a lot of people had no idea that the Jolly Jumper was a Canadian invention. Or Martha Bills, who is the sort of CEO of Canadian Tire, whose family started Canadian Tire. And I think her necklace is particularly beautiful. Pauline Johnson, Mohawk poet and an author. She is represented by a beautiful necklace, very simple in design. It's interesting that some of the necklaces are so complex, others are more simple, and yet they're also perfectly tailored to those women's legacies and stories. And Dawn Stewart, the artist, did say that, you know, of course, he started with a very large list of names. And when it came to deciding who was going to be part of Homage, it really depends on inspiration for him. If he looks at that person's story and is looking at the materials that he has available to him and something immediately comes to mind, that necklace gets created. But he said sometimes there are incredible women that it didn't jive with the materials that he had at the time. So an idea wasn't forthcoming, so they're not part of the exhibit. But it's not because they're not worthy.
No, it's part of the creative process.
Exactly, Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about this?
Well, I would love to say that as a person who is not a creative, you know, I don't work with my hands. I'm more of an orator than that. I'm a person who likes to talk. So when I am looking at these necklaces, I can appreciate them as beautiful objects, you know, and beautiful works of art. But I think getting to see people engage with the exhibit that are creatives, you know, that are even goldsmiths or jewelers like Dawn, the artist, and to see them pore over them in a way, you know, where it's true adoration and admiration. And they're really recognizing the excellence of Dawn's work. That has given me a new appreciation for the pieces because I can appreciate them on a whole different level now, knowing that Dawn truly is a master of his craft. Plus, he's a lovely person, too, and has been a pleasure to get to know. So I think, you know, I want people to come see the exhibit, yes, because the pieces are amazing and the stories are incredible and inspiring, but also because Dawn is so great, and I just want to see his work appreciated for what it is.
Yeah. Thank you, Jessica.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, frequencynews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.
So that was a piece on Homage, which is a collection of framed neck pieces that celebrate Canadian women's contributions to society and history, both past and present. And that was done by Brenda Little from CJPE in Picton, Ontario. And what they noted there was that some of these women are well-known Canadian names, but there are also ones that a lot of people have not heard of or wouldn't have thought that they were Canadian. And it is residing in the Wellington Museum in Prince Edward County up until May 4th. But I do believe that the exhibition is moving to different places after that as well. Next up, we have a piece from April 17th about mastectomy fittings in Haliburton, Ontario. And this is talking about how 1 in 8 Canadian women will be developing breast cancer in their lifetime. And that while urban centers are offering more variety and accessibility to mastectomy products and clothing, women in rural communities do not have that kind of accessibility and will have to drive 4 hours to find what they need. So this is about a new initiative by BodyMed North Boutique, which will be helping support women with bras, prosthetics or breast forms, compression garments and helpful advice when dealing with breast cancer. And they have had a sit down and interview with a breast cancer survivor and Barb Days, who is the founder of the BodyMed Boutique, which is in Burlington. And the fittings will be taking place at a Reform and Restore Wellness Hub in Haliburton each month until October, starting tomorrow, April 24th and April 25th. So let's take a listen.
This is County Close-Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Anne Brown knows how devastating a diagnosis of breast cancer can be. In 2023, she learned she had the disease through regular screening and soon underwent a lumpectomy. The surgery didn't go well, and not long after, she had a complete mastectomy on her left breast. Chemotherapy followed and another 2 surgeries. Now she's cancer-free. But Anne, who lives in Minden, knows how few services there are locally to help women who are going through their cancer journey in a small town. 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime. That's why the announcement that a new initiative by BodyMed North Boutique to help support women with bras, prostheses, or breast forms, compression garments, and helpful advice is welcome news for Anne and other women in the region living with breast cancer.
When I was diagnosed and the treatment that I had, I didn't need any radiation, but I did have chemo. With all that that entails, loss of hair and fingernails and toenails and all that stuff. As a woman, it didn't really hit me that I was losing part of my femininity. I was losing a piece of flesh. Mm-hmm. I'm not a mother, so I've never nursed. They've never been a huge part of my life, but having the prosthetic or the breast form evens you out. Without it, nothing fits right.
Barb Days started BodyMed Boutique in Burlington 14 years ago. A former registered practical nurse, she had seen the struggles women with breast cancer endure, both her own mother and a close friend. In 2018, after buying a cottage in Minden, she soon realized how few supports exist for women living in rural communities dealing with the very real impacts of breast cancer. In fact, women living with the disease had no other choice but to travel great distances to centers like Barrie, Peterborough, or Lindsay to purchase bras and compression garments. And when women are going through chemotherapy, that's often another hardship to bear. That's why Barb is now working with Minden resident Christine Hewitt to offer monthly post-mastectomy fitting clinics in Haliburton to support women in their cancer journeys and restore their dignity.
we've heard stories of people living up there that haven't had a fitting since they had their surgery, or in 7 or 8 years, because it's too far to drive, or they can't drive, or nervous, whatever. There's so many reasons. Get used to what they're doing with, you know, with not having a breast or stuffing a sock in their bra. Like, there's so many stories we've heard that it's kind of heartbreaking. We want people to feel good about themselves and like they did before. And I think that's really important. A lot of the women we see are over 50. So you've had your breasts for a long time. And I look at it as if it's a part of your body, just as if someone loses a leg or a limb, that you have to grieve the loss of it because it's been with you for so long. And it's a very difficult thing to do. And it takes time. And you don't just get over it. It takes a good time, not only with treatments and everything else, but emotionally to get through that.
Unlike regular fittings, mastectomy fittings are tailored to the individual woman. It takes time and is more about listening than talking, Dee says.
It's a very particular type of fitting. We are with the people fitting probably, I'm going to say, at least an hour, if it's their first fitting, if not two. And we don't rush. We show products, but we have to figure out what they used to be, what they want to be, or matching up one breast to a prosthetic or a breast form if they've had a single mastectomy. We also have to look at the chest wall because there are differences in the way surgeries are performed. There's more indentations in the chest wall. Most people have sensitivities because of surgical scars. And when they do lymph node surgeries under the person's arm, they cut through nerves. And so a lot of people have a tingling and a tenderness there that sometimes goes away and sometimes doesn't. So when you think of someone else going into a bra store, I mean, how many of us like to wear bras really anyway? We want comfort. You know, me as a nurse, I kind of look at a lot of the whole picture and I try and encourage them and also educate them on things like lymphedema that they could get in their arm or in their breast and what they should be doing about that. Emotionally, I think just in the way we go about the fitting, because it isn't just a measurement and finding you a bra. In that room, we will be talking to people. We'll be asking them questions. They'll share what they want to share. But I guarantee you, because I've been doing this for a long time, that they start sharing a lot. And that's how you find out about the person. And then they become, they're not just my clients, they become our friends.
Christine Hewitt is excited about the mastectomy fittings being offered in Halliburton. She knows the difference it will have for women in the region going through breast cancer.
And it really is a passion. It wasn't about me thinking, oh, I want to make money. Let's start a business. And nor was it for Barb. It was, there's a void. We have passion to help women, to support them on their journey. And if we can do this and help them in any way on that journey, then that's what we're here to do. That's what we really want to do.
Just as she was helped along her breast cancer journey, Anne encourages other women to reach out to BodyMed North to schedule a fitting.
Pick up the phone and make an appointment. Come in and meet someone that's very special that may turn into a friend for, you know, the rest of your life. It's going to be someone that cares for you like your best friend and that only gives you, you know, the straight facts. They're straight shooters. And they will recommend what's right for you and help you along the journey. And then they don't abandon you as soon as you walk out the door. There's follow-ups.
Fittings will take place at the Reform and Restore Wellness Hub in Halliburton each month, starting April 24th and 25th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. until October. For more information or to book a fitting, call Christine at bodymednorth@gmail.com or call 705-306-2782. County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Halliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.
So that was a piece on mastectomy fittings by Elizabeth Oakley from CKHA in Halliburton, Ontario, to do with helping women who are going through breast cancer in rural communities to find comfort and support. And just a recap of all the other pieces we have listened to this morning. We started off with a piece from Winnipeg in Manitoba regarding the Sexual Education Resource Center's 90th anniversary and the pushback against comprehensive sexual health education in Canada and globally. We then listened to a piece on the Haudenosaunee National Women's Box Lacrosse Team being recognized with a leadership award from the Six Nations Elected Council from Oswecan in Ontario. And then we went to Montreal, where we heard from Flinter organizers who were cutting ties with Montreal Pride over breach of contracts. And then just before the mastectomy piece, we heard about Homage, a celebration of Canadian women past and present in a 41 framed neck pieces collection by Donald Stewart, who is one of the leading gold/silversmith artists in Canada. And that is about all we have time for this morning on Intravenous. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby.